Nova Scotia is one of Eastern Canada's maritime provinces on the Atlantic. With numerous lakes and long coastlines, is home to puffins and seals, and popular for water sports such as kayaking. The Bay of Fundy, with its extreme tides, is a whale-watching destination. But in 1969, a young man by the name of John W. Chisholm from Antigonish stood on the edge of James River and thought, wouldn't it be cool to have a racetrack right here? And Riverside International Speedway was born. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Riverside International Speedway. Tonight, the official season opener featuring the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. Tonight, it's live coverage worldwide of the Ron McGilvery Chevy Buick GMC 150. It's been a long off season, but the wait is over. Grab something cool to drink, Canada. It's race time in the Maritimes.
General's back in town.
And we are live on Racetime Radio. Good evening, everybody. And are we in for a dynamite race here tonight in the Maritimes?
It is my pleasure to introduce you to the 27-car field for the Ron McGilvery Chevrolet Buick GMC 150. Paul Stulak Cigars on car number 94, making his Pro Stock Tour debut for the season. Give it up for DJ Casey! One of your Exide Batteries Rookie of the Year contenders, car number 51 for Velocity Machining and Welding and Nova Construction. Give it up for Braden Langell. Brycon Construction Auto Value on the 08 car from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, Nicholas Noggle. 42C from Fort McMurray, Alberta via Sydney, Nova Scotia. Robbie's towing bumper to bumper on the car for Chris Reed. He showed some speed in the practice session this afternoon for Eastern Drainage, Bud's Topsoil, and Hubley Auto Sales. From Shawinigan, Nova Scotia, Stevie Lively. Outriders Cookhouse and Oyster Bed Reinstaub on car 07 from Oyster Bed Bridge, Prince Edward Island, Allison McKinnon. New colors for the A.E. McKay Builders. Driver number 32 from Quispam, Sis, New Brunswick, Sarah McKay. Right on board, locksmith H&B Glover and Wayne's Auto Mart on car number 14 from Albany, Prince Edward Island, Terry Duguay. GD Fabrication, L Help and Excavating, Thomas Construction, a part of the sponsors on car 03. He's shown some speed this season from St. John, New Brunswick, Steve Halpin. Nova Construction Pioneer Coal car number 88 from New Glasgow, Nova Scotia. Make some noise for George Koskulik. It's a home race for Direct Tire, TireTire.ca, Standard Aero on car number 8 from Westmoreland, Prince Edward Island. Give it up for Kent Vincent. And Tice Motorsports, Collins Water Treatment and Pleasantville Signs on car number 21 from Bridgewater, Nova Scotia, Sean Pierce. Komodo Canada, Chaco Authentics Fast Eddie Speedwear, car number 3 from Uxbridge, Ontario, Jason Hathaway. Nova Construction, Pioneer Coal, Celtic Ford Fusion, car number 89 from Antigonish, Nova Scotia. Let's hear it for Donald Chisholm. Cobblewood Mountain Sports, Archibald Drilling and Blasting, Howard Little Excavating, car number 99 from Terrence Bay, Nova Scotia, Craig Salonwhite. Atlantic Tilt Load, Superior Foundation, Top Construction, car number 54, your reigning rookie of the year on the series from Porter's Lake, Nova Scotia, Jared Butcher. Atlantic Dodge Dealers, Loyalist Marble and Tile, car number 29 from Springvale, Prince Edward Island, Greg Prout. Was quick in the practice sessions earlier this afternoon. Robbie's towing bumper-to-bumper car number 42 from Fort McMurray, Alberta via Sydney, Nova Scotia, Kyle Reed. Hines Racing Greenfield Enterprise, car number 91 from Cornwall, Prince Edward Island, Dylan Gosby. One of your Exide Batteries Rookie of the Year contenders drives car number 48 for Farrell's Excavating from CBS Newfoundland, Waylon Farrell. Maritime Steel Roofing Island Auto Supply, car number 40 from Sherwood, Prince Edward Island, Robbie McEwen. Happy Harry's Ocean View Fisheries, Atlantic Road Construction and Paving, car number 97, five-time from Halifax, Nova Scotia, John Fleming. Shaw's Towing, Kears Doors, True North Automotive, car number 18 from Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. Make some noise for Darren McKinnon. The Castle Building Center's car number 5 next up on the grid from Brudenell, Prince Edward Island. Let's hear it for him, folks. Jonathan Hicken. Quinn Flooring, Blank Corn, Auto Recyclers, Auto Right Service Center on car number 67 this season. From Troy, Nova Scotia, he's your defending Ron McGilvery 150 winner. Give it up for Dylan Blank Corn. Car number 53, Atlantic Tilt Load. Quickie Driver Development Program, Top Construction on the Chevrolet from Porter's Lake, Nova Scotia. Make some noise for Cole Butcher. And your defending series champion drives for Dexter Construction Municipal Group and Ledwidge Lumber, the Zero car from Enfield, Nova Scotia, is Sean Turpall. Noel is going to sing us through the Canadian National Anthem.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love in all of us command. Car ton bras s'est porté l'épée, il s'est porté la croix. Ton histoire est une épopée des plus brillants exploits. God keep our land glorious and free. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
So overlooking turns 1 and 2. From Paris, Ontario, let's throw it down to Jerry Paxton. Jerry, the field is all in front of you. The sun just broke out from behind the clouds. And, man, have we got a field of cars here tonight, buddy.
I got a real good feeling this is just going to be one of those races to remember. We've seen this race before and always exciting to watch. I think it's going to be even more so tonight. I don't know why. Just practice. You could see the leaderboard just kept changing and changing and changing. We're in for a good one. A lot of fast cars, a lot of talent in this field, some great-looking equipment, and above all, I've heard some challenges going through the pits about unseating the two young guns who've been dominating this so far this year.
And down at the start-finish line, the voice of the Parts for Truckster, Tim Terry, is down there somewhere amongst all these race cars. Timmy, what's happening?
Just want to let you know, if you are in the grandstand area, we have some t-shirts being thrown out by the folks at Parts for Trucks, so keep an eye on them as they make their way through the grandstands. But this is going to be exciting. 27 cars strong. I don't think you can really pick a winner. I don't think you can pick 10 or 12 winners in this field right now. A lot of strong race cars. Some drivers missed the mark in qualifying. Temperature again has changed down here. It was a little bit cool, a little bit breezy. It's cool, but the overcast is gone, at least for the time being. I think that's going to change over 150 laps. Who keeps up with their race car is going to end up in victory lane tonight.
Yes, absolutely. We have representation from not only across Nova Scotia, how about Prince Edward Island and even New Brunswick and Ontario here tonight, Jerry. We got cars from everywhere, and look at the preparation these teams have done. Man, they have left no stone unturned. They came with their A game here tonight.
They certainly did. They're all lined up and getting ready to go. And whatever preparations have been done, they're complete now. It's up to the guy behind the wheel. He's got to take what he's got and run for 150 laps in this Ron McGilvery 150.
Earlier today, heat races took place here at Riverside International Speedway. Winners of those heat races, the zero of Sean Turpo went to victory lane. The 67 of Dylan Blankhorn, he won a heat. The 53 car of Cole Butcher, he got a heat win, and back to the 5. All four of those cars, all four of those heat winners, 1, 2, 3, 4, going to start off in those first two rows. They got to stay up there if they're going to win this race, and you got to know that there is some, 24 other guys behind them that are all going to be gunning for that first spot. You got 150 laps here in the Ron McGilvery Chev Buick GMC 150, and like real, true racers. We only count the green flag laps out here in the Parts for Trucks Tour. No yellow flags will be counting on this race here tonight. It's all green. It's all good. And man, oh man, the teams are preparing. We start to see some arms go up as their driver is belted in, all set and ready. And as soon as we get all of them all buttoned in, you know, Tim has got some special guests down there, and we're going to pull the trigger on tonight's Ron McGillivray 150.
This one's going to be exciting. I think we're going to see changing track conditions. We're going to see drivers come to the front. We're going to see some drivers fall back. Very intriguing race. Just waiting on a couple more drivers to be strapped in and ready to go before we give the command. Are you ready? Thank you, Mike Hart from Ron McGillivray Chevrolet Buick GMC. Let's get us underway. Riders, start your engine!
And just like that, we are fired up here at Riverside International Speedway. The field all starts to roll. The crews head back to their respective spots. And we're going to head to our first break. When we come back, we will get you ready to go for the Ron McGillivray Chevy Buick GMC 150. It's straight ahead. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting started.
Who let the dogs out?
From coast to coast, you're listening to Canada Talks.
Happy Hours with Kevin Harvick and Matt Yoakam.
If you stop for 1 minute and think that you're going to stay ahead, you are absolutely kidding yourself, because everybody in that garage is trying to catch up. So as a team, when you have an advantage, you have to make sure that you motivate your people and make sure you reiterate to your people, we have to keep pushing forward, because if you sit on your hands, you will get left behind in this deal in about 6 weeks.
Happy Hours with Kevin Harvick and Matt Yoakam. Heard exclusively on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
Racetime Radio is brought to you in part by Holiday Inn Express, New Glasgow, Nova Scotia. The official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast crew for the IWK 250. Summer is in full swing at Scotia Speed World.
Join us live Saturday, June 23rd at 4 p.m. Eastern
for live coverage of the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150.
I think you gotta go now.
Give me a gap, open up, you want to bring it home? Yeah!
It's Canada's Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour, Saturday, June 23rd at 4 p.m. Eastern for the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150. Worldwide, only on racetimeradio.com.
Good job, bud.
Racetime Radio to go. Streaming live or on demand. Grab the free app at racetimeradio.com. Taking you all the way to the track and back. It's Racetime Radio.
And we are back with you live tonight from Riverside International Speedway. I'm Joe Chisholm, along with Jerry Paxton and Tim Terry up here in the booth. As the cars begin to roll around this big, beautiful speedway, as the sun is making a rare appearance here today, Jerry, it's been a beautiful day, but we have had some passing cloud, and definitely looks like the clouds have parted and the sun is out there for us right now.
Well, the sun broke out just in time for the moon to show up, I think is about what we're talking about. But the sun is out, and for the moment, the skies are clearing, and it has been an absolutely beautiful day with the sun shining down. It was warm. It was a gorgeous day, and it made the track a little bit on the loose side. Tonight, they're racing in totally different conditions. It's a little cooler. The air is not quite as humid as it was this afternoon, so some of the drivers have had to make some changes in the race car, and they're really and truly hoping they got the right change, and they'll know very shortly whether they have or not. You know, we always pick our favorites before we go to this race, Joe. I'm going to do Brad Mann a big favor for him and say, I'm going to pick the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn for Brad Mann, because I know he would have done that anyway.
Yeah, that's picking the fruit a little bit low on the tree here at Riverside. You know, the 67 is good, but I think you're right. 67 is who Brad Mann would pick. Tim Terry, what are you thinking?
I talked to Jessica down there a little bit earlier, and she said that Josh has already tweeted in that Cole Butcher is going to victory lane.
Ah.
So we'll mention that one. I made my pick on my Tim's Corner article on MaritimeProStockTour.com before these cars hit the racetrack, but I still think Donald Chisholm's going to pull it out. We'll go with Donald Chisholm.
You know what? That's not a bad pick here either. Guys, I'm going to go with tonight's pole sitter. I know that's picking kind of that low fruit as well, starting on the pole. But that zero car of Sean Turpel, last year's champion in the Parts for Trucks Tour, hasn't had the win here in quite a while, if ever. I'm kind of thinking that it's Turpel time.
So if you guys are picking the low-hanging fruit, per se, at the front of the field, do I get passing points to Donald Chisholm?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Okay.
I'll give you 1,000 race time radio points.
I think I already have a billion saved up somewhere, too.
I think Junior gave it to you one night.
Yeah,
right?
I think so.
Pretty wild. Jerry, the field is starting to form down there. Art Steeves, Hall of Fame Art Steeves, of my dad, is on the starter stand. He's indicating to these teams to double up.
And he's giving them a signal down to pick up the pace and double up. We're going to see a great race. And just before we get to that green flag, I'm going to make my personal pick tonight. I'm going back to John Fleming in the 97. He may just pull it off tonight. He's in the right spot near the front. He's got some young guns up in front. Mr. Experience could be the guy that's in victory lane at the end of it.
He's still four rows ahead of Donald Chisholm. Let's just throw it that way. Want to congratulate Wilf Moore from Fort Shoe, Cape Breton, your winner of the 50-50. Wilf Moore is your winner of over $2,900. Ladies and gentlemen, this time by, we want you on your feet. Grab your hats, grab your jackets, grab your programs, grab your next-door neighbor if you have to. Let's get on our feet and wave these drivers on and get them on edge for 150 laps, presented by Ron McGilvery, Chevrolet Buick GMC. This time, everybody on your feet. Get to waving. They'll wave back at you, saluting you for coming out and supporting them here on this beautiful evening at Riverside Speedway. I know the beer garden can hear me in corner number one. Give them a wave. Not a bad job. I know we're saving a little bit for Kenny Wallace and the IWK 250, but that wasn't bad for a warm-up for that race in July.
Speaking of beautiful, how about this field of cars here? This Parts for Trucks Tour is definitely rocking it out here in the Maritimes. You got to check this series out. I don't care where you're from. You got to check it out. As they come across the start-finish line, we got the Hellcat up front. The Parts for Trucks Dartmouth Dodge Hellcat. That's Alan Curry behind the wheel. A great supporter of this series. And what a beautiful-looking racer. Pace car. Not race car. Pace car.
I'm sure if you gave him the option, he would race it.
I think he would, too.
I think he almost did last year during the IWK 250 when he pulled it in front of traffic. But we won't mention that.
We will. We'll leave that one in the back corner. As the starter indicates to the field, one to go, the lights go out atop the Dartmouth Dodge pace car. It's going to head to the safety of pit road here at Riverside. As the field all doubled up, nice and tight, real good-looking field as they slink their way down the backstretch here. They head off into turns 3 and 4. Tim Terry, it's about time to start the Ron McGilvery Chef Buick GMC 150.
Mike Hart waves the green flag. We're underway, and we don't go on the front. We're stacking them up down the front. 1, 2, 3, 4. Half the field involved on the front straightaway.
And that track is completely blocked. Two rows deep in race cars. They've got the caution up. They got everybody woed up. But, man, there is a pile of broken equipment down in front. And Tim, I hate to tell you this, the 89 of Donald Chisholm's in there.
15 cars are in this wreck on the front straightaway, if you're listening on Racetime Radio. That means over half the field is sitting before corner number one. Jared Butcher is out of his race car and not happy. It started, Joe, on the outside line. The outside line did not go. Everybody else did. And we have a parking lot party on the front straightaway. Donald Chisholm, window net is down in the 89.
I got to tell you, Tim, there is a first for everything, and I have never, ever seen this happen on lap one of our Parts for Trucks Tour.
You weren't at Petty 2 years ago.
I've never seen this happen. It was just, man, I don't know. The whole field's pretty well in this one, or at least half of them.
Man, I hate it.
In case you're wondering, it's Donald Chisholm. They're calling the Riverside ambulance crew here for, so just stand by. We'll let you know what's happening as soon as we can. Stevie Lively, by the way, that 30 car cracked up into the fence pretty hard. DJ Casey's number 94. Looks like cosmetic damage on that one. Jason Hathaway, the number 3 car is involved in there. He's, again, it looks like it might be cosmetic and not too much. But right now we're just making sure they've got room to get in there and take care of the drivers.
Yeah, Donald moving around in the race car. It looks like he's unbuckling things. They're getting the hood off the 89 Nova Celtic Ford, and they're starting to hook that race car up. The hood goes for a ride over to the pits. A lot of guys involved in this one.
Hate it for Sean Pierce. He's out of the car looking over the damage. The 30 is Stevie Lott. Man, Stevie had such a strong race car tonight. I feel bad for Stevie. Jared Butcher, Jason Hathaway is down there as well. Steve Halpin, once again, this is the second consecutive week. He's tore up on lap one. Lots of damage to the front end of Terry Duguay's car. I think Braden Langell got woed up before. I think the 42C of Chris Reed got woed up. And we've got about 10 cars or so that are on the front straightaway behind this. Turple, Blankhorn, Cole Butcher, Jonathan Hicken, Darren McKinnon, Robbie McEwen, John Fleming, Sloan White, Gosby, and Greg Proud.
Yeah, Donald Chisholm out of that car. He can hear you now. Tough beginning to the Ron McGivory Chevy or GMC 150 as the number 89 goes away on the hook.
And they were over there with George Koskulich. George is out of the race car as well. Great to see.
So many cars involved in this one.
We talked earlier in the season about all that brand new metal that was coming out, and I think Joe Jr. said on one of your shows about the dollar figure that could be in these brand new race cars that are on this the tour this year. There's a lot of dollar figures sitting on the front straightaway right now. We saw the outside line check up, and who was on the front of that outside line? 53 car Cole Butcher, rear of the field for causing that caution.
Oh, man, that's a tough, tough deal. 53 Cole Butcher to the rear of the field. It'll be interesting to find out from Cole later, after, whatever, what happened to the 53.
And by rear of the field, we mean rear of the cars that weren't on pit road and tore up and whatever else. So he goes to the rear before everybody pits.
Yeah, he's back there quite a ways.
It's farther back than second, let's put it that way.
You know what? Today was the day to win a heat race, wasn't it, Tim? You want to be up front on this one. And some of the guys that were actually right in the middle of that did some incredible driving to get through that mess.
Yeah, and they're going to have to do some incredible driving. Oh, by the way, we've gone nowhere. We still have 150 laps in the Ron McGivory Chevrolet Buick GMC 150, so there's still lots of laps left.
Don't be surprised that when we drop this green flag, we haven't got a rocket ride, Jerry Paxton, from lap one all the way to lap 150.
And when they drop the flag this time, I'm expecting a much different result than that first attempt. So it's going to be very interesting. Sean Turple got an absolute runaway on that original start. We'll see if it happens again. I don't think he'll get the jump on him. And I think maybe, not trying to read drivers' minds, but maybe Cole thought if he hung back, they'd get a false start and get another shot at it. But instead, it turned out to be a mess. So this time around, look out. I think it's going to take off in a big way. Dylan Blankhorn's going to be on the outside. That's not a place he doesn't mind being.
How about the hot cars up front in this one? Zeros, Turple will restart this race. Of course, where he started it initially, which is on the pole. Outside of row number one, I believe, is going to be the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. Back inside row number two, the 5 of Hicken to his outside, the 18 of McKinnon. And back in row number 3, inside 97, John Fleming to his outside, 40 of McEwen. Inside row number 4, the number 48 of Farrell from Newfoundland, out to his outside, the 91 of Gosby. Back in the inside of row number 5, the 42, don't know whether it's Kyle,
Chris.
And to his outside, looks like the 08 of Noggle is forming out there. The 51 is on the inside of row number 6. That's Braden Langell. 53 of Cole Butcher to the outside of row 6. Row 7, 29 of Greg Proud. To his outside is a shortened up, modified looking kind of number 21 of Sean Pierce. Row number 7 is the 32 of Sarah McKay.
Where's she from?
She is from, you know that place, Tim.
New Brunswick.
Yes.
What? Quiz Pam says.
Tim. What? No, slow.
Quiz.
Pam.
Sis. Say it all together now.
Quiz Pam.
Nope, not even close. Keep going.
Yeah, I can't get that one.
Kyle Reed on the outside of her.
One day I'm going to get that. I'm going to surprise you, Tim.
One day.
She can't be from Guelph for Owen Sound or something.
If you can pronounce Forto for Phil Fowler, you should be able to pronounce Quispam Sis.
Okay, we're going to go back. We're going to go back to row I don't know in 14. Terry Duguay And how about to his outside? The number 89, Donald Chisholm, did get that Nova Celtic Ford back out. And here comes the green flag, guys. We're underway.
And once again, Sean Turple gets that big, strong start down the back straightaway with Dylan Blankhorn right behind him. Everybody else still side by side. And Blankhorn now trying to make a move on Turple as they come back to complete lap number one. But Turple is strong.
He looked to the inside a couple of times, did Blankhorn, but they get back to a single file racing behind. It's Darren McKinnon on the outside, Jonathan Higgin on the inside, and John Fleming and Robbie McEwen are going to dance right behind them for position number five. Looks like Darren McKinnon going to use that outside to try to take third.
As we look up front, two laps complete. Coming back to the stripe to the third lap, the zero Turple up front, 67 Blankhorn, followed by the 18 McKinnon. Then it's side by side, five times, John Fleming, the 91 of Gosby and the 99 of Craig Swanwhite, all in a knot there, Jerry. What a battle we got on the track as lap four is now complete.
And these drivers are wasting no time trying to sort out their positions. As we watch that battle for fourth, Jonathan Higgin in the 40 on Robbie McEwen, the 40 and the 5 going right to it, right behind them, the 97 of John Fleming. And Fleming may just be biding his time to see what those Island boys decide to do.
We got a caution over in corner number four. It's the 42 of Kyle Reed and the 51 of Braden Langellan. Those two slid down into corner number three looking for a piece of racetrack. They are hung up on each other right now. The 42 is up on the side of the 51 of Braden Langellan. They tried to move one car, and both cars just moved, so they're obviously hung up together. But Donald Chisholm had to make evasive action to get by that. That was a nice piece of driving by the 89 to make sure he was not in that.
Four laps complete in the Ron McGilvery Chef Buick GMC 150. And boom, there goes the green flag. We're back to it, Jerry.
And this start, just like the others, it is all Sean Turple off the green flag, down into one and two, and down the back straightaway as they head to three. He's got a nose in front of the 67. Dylan Blankhorn in that 67 makes the crossover move, but it doesn't work. And Turple still with the lead as we go six laps on the board.
Darren McKinnon took position number three from the outside line. Now he has Robbie McEwen on the outside line. The 18 stuck on the inside. The two Island boys going at it for position number three behind Jonathan Higgin, John Fleming side by side, and Gosby side by side with the 99 car of Craig Swanwhite. Watch that 53 of Butcher to come through the field. Seven cars going at it for position number three.
Yeah, off pace, the number 29, the Craig Proud. He is going to look for pit road this time by. He slows down through turns three and four, but the action is red hot up front as they come back to the stripe. The zero of Turple will lead lap number nine.
The front three starting to thin it out a little bit, but boy, that pack in the middle is getting thicker, faster, and heavier as McKinnon puts the 18 under the 97 of John Fleming and takes over P4. Fleming now decides to fight back as they come out of turn two down the back straightaway. And right behind them, it's Higgin and Swanwhite, the 5 and the 99, having a battle of their own.
Blankhorn hounding the zero car of Sean Turple for the lead. He has about a 3-length lead or so on the 40 of Robbie McEwen. So top two battling, Swanwhite sideways in that 7-car pack for position number 3. Up in front continues to be Blankhorn pressuring the zero car of Turple. But there's a sense of urgency there. The 53 car, I don't know how he fit into that hole.
Incredible, Tim Terry. As you described, the 99 has a moment at one end. And, man, the 53 was almost the bug on the windshield that time. But they make it. And in true fashion here in the Parts for Trucks Tour, they continue on up front 13 laps and now 14 at the line. The zero of Sean Turple has got a mirror full of the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn. Back about, give it 7 or 8 car lengths, back to the 40 of Robbie McEwen. Robbie McEwen for PEI has had some good runs here at Riverside. That guy has been in the top 5 in at least one of the IWK 250s, Tim.
On the podium of one of the IWK 250s. That was the year that Kent Vincent won, and DJ Casey was position number 2 in that one. As the 40 car runs in position number 3, very solid so far. Greg Prowse going to rejoin the field in car number 29. But Robbie McEwen right now, he's fighting with John Fleming, Darren McKinnon, the 5 of Jonathan Higgin, the 53 of Butcher, Gosby, and the 99 of Swanwhite. That is your battle for position number two. They've got single file with the exception of the 53 car, whose passing car is on the outside at will.
Sure is. Look at them on the high side through turns one and two. The Kawicki Driver Development Program, 53 of Cole Butcher, is on the high side of the racetrack here. He looks pretty comfortable up there.
Trouble in turn three, another big wreck. We've got five cars at least, in that mess up there. And that all started when a couple of them went sideways, and they just started collecting them. 51, Braden Langell involved in that one. And the 32, Sarah McKay, looks like she's in it. And I believe that's the 42 of Kyle Reed.
48 of Waylon Farrell also up there, and Sean Pierce in the 21. And there's some fluid coming down the racetrack. I want to say hello to some of our Bandolero drivers, or they were down here around where Pete Miller and Jonathan Noble are sitting here, just below our announced position here in the tower. I don't see them around here, but I'm sure the Bandolero kids are around here somewhere. So I want to say hello to them. They put on a show last night at Scotia, and I'm sure we'll see them put on a show Friday night for Amp Energy Night if you're coming to Scotia Speed World for the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150. Come out a night early and see the Bandoleros, the Legend Cars, the late model sportsmen, and, of course, the Torsec Lightning Division. Steve Matthews is walking around here somewhere, too. He was the winner last night at Scotia.
Yeah, look at that. I'm looking at Twitter right now. NASCAR man got the video right off the beginning of the race.
Excellent.
The big wreck. So I got to retweet that one there so that people know what's happening here. And I know where they can see it.
I know the guys from JDM Broadcasting will probably have that up on Tuesday as well. So, and also want to say hello to James Sample. He's up here with us. He's going to be running the MJS Holdings East Coast Mini Stock Tour next week, I do believe. And used to race sportsman here, and he's going to help us out with some Victory Lane stuff down here once we get to 150 laps.
Yeah, pretty wild. Let me see here. Kind of looks like... I'll read through this.
Okay,
you guys discuss.
You read through that.
Some updates.
I want to say hello to Ross Parks. Ross Parks is here lighting up my phone as well. Want to say hello to Ross. He's somewhere down here in the front straightaway area. There's a little wave down there. I see him up there. So great to have Ross here with us. 32 car still being repaired on pit road. I haven't seen Andrew McKay move that fast in a long while. He's running down towards the other half of pit road, I believe down towards maybe the 03 car or somewhere down on that area. But the cars have been towed away from corner number three. The stay dry is going down on the racetrack, and there is a lot of it. We didn't use a whole lot in that first wreck down here, but Todd might have to run to Napa and bring us another bag or two, because there's a lot down there in three and four, Jerry.
There certainly is. It's going to take a little while, and they're doing their best to brush that down out of the way, but it's still going to leave a little bit of a slick spot, which hopefully the cars on pace laps will get rid of. But bad spot for it there. You know, that's the issue. Usually where the cars get into trouble is where you don't want the speedy dry and the fluid on the racetrack, and that seems to be exactly where we are tonight.
So trading laps of it, Jerry, how about this brand new track record in the APC series? At Peterborough Speedway, Trayden Lapcevich lays down a rocket-fast lap, gets the pole to the race. How about that?
That's a little bit of a surprise, but let me guess who was second. Brandon Watson.
You're pretty good. J.R. Fitzpatrick also up in there. Looks like the APC race is going to be a battle at Peterborough Speedway. We'll try and get you as much as we can for updates there. Sounds like the cars are firing back up there.
That was just a wake-up call here on the pits as Donald Chisholm refired the 89.
Ah, gotcha.
That sound, if I'd had my recorder on, that would have been my alarm tomorrow morning.
That may be a sound that I'll need tomorrow morning.
I just spoke with Robert White, and he said the same thing that we were just saying. There is a lot of oil down there in corner number three and four, so even when they get it done, worked into the racetrack, it's still going to take a few laps to get that worked in with the race cars. So I see the excavator, the mini deal working down towards corner number three with the sweeper to try to get that swept into the racetrack.
So winner in the Oscar Modifieds at Jucasa Speedway, Gary McLean, goes to victory lane in the number eight. So good run for the Oscar Modifieds. If you're Gary McLean, real good night.
Ross Parks brings much love to you.
How's that?
He just said much love to you.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, we're reading the tweets and the texts and everything.
Ross Parks, dynamite guy.
This is a perfect opportunity as well. I know the Maritime Pro Stock Tour and also Tim's Corner Motorsports has a Snapchat geofilter today.
Snapchat geofilter. Okay, fill me in on that one.
So if you have the Snapchat app, you can take a picture, swipe towards, and you can either have the TCM at the races app with geofilter with Riverside Speedway or the Ron McGilvery Chevrolet Buick GMC 150 Parts or Trucks Pro Stock Tour filter. And let your friends know that you are at the races. You are about to get your towels out and watch the beach form down in corner number 3. And be sure to follow us along at Tim's Corner CA. I actually had a virtual autograph session earlier on today with some of the drivers down there from the Napa Sports and Series, as well as the Parts or Trucks Pro Stock Tour. And even Rob Bonus is on there. So if you want to grab Rob Bonus's autograph, you can follow along on Snapchat at Tim's Corner CA and have that there. We did a little last night at Scotia Speed World, and we'll do the same tomorrow coming up at Valley Raceway. So it's a very exciting weekend for us. What did you find?
How about lap 38, the NASCAR race? Guess who leads?
We talking the Xfinity race?
No. We're talking NASCAR Pinty's at UCASA.
Kennington?
Lap 38.
Kennington.
We still lead.
We.
I'm talking Cole Powell.
Ooh, there you go.
How about that?
Yeah.
Jason Hathaway. He'll be happy to hear that his car's doing pretty good at UCASA.
It sounds like it's doing much better there than it is here.
Yeah. This one here is a little worse for wear, but you know what? It happens. And now Jay's got that out of the way. You got to watch for him in the IWK 250. He's going to come charging.
It's over. It's done. It's in the box. We worry about the IWK 250 next. And I'm sure you mentioned a name that's coming down for that race, Jay. Fitzpatrick's going to be down here. I'm assuming Gary Elliott's probably going to make the haul. So you've got a couple of good cars coming down from Ontario to make that IWK 250 special. And, you know, I chatted with Donald Chisholm last night at Scotia Speed World, and I said, we have, you know, 28 cars in the entry list for today. I said, what does that mean for the IWK 250? And he kind of smiled. He said, I'd like to see 40 cars. And I said, I don't think we're too far off that right now. So that IWK 250, the tickets, as you mentioned, I think go on sale on Tuesday.
Yes.
So if you are wanting to get your tickets early for the IWK 250 and reserve your seats, perfect opportunity to do that is Tuesday. And, of course, all the information, phone numbers, wherever else, the location, track location, riversidespeedway.ca. Make sure you get on there and get all the ticketing information, whether you want to go to the office itself or you want to call in or you want to order online, wherever the case may be. You can go to Riverside Speedway for all that information.
Well, I can tell you right now, the high-grade Roofing 100, the APC series that took place at Peterborough Speedway today, that race is in the history books. Going to Victory Lane, how about a familiar face? Brandon Watson goes back to Victory Lane. He won the race. Second place. How about this, Jerry? Junior Farley in the number 72, I do believe, finished the race up second. In third spot, young Jake Sheridan in the 52 car. Good run for him.
Sounds like they had quite a shuffle once they got Brandon out in front.
So we'll be looking for some NASCAR results next, and we'll find out how things are going there in the NASCAR Pinty Series. But here at Riverside International Speedway, under delay as the track crew goes to work down in turns 3-4, we had a real melee down there involving 6 different race cars. We were working lap 17 when the caution came out again.
Trying to find some local results from around here for you, Joe. Speedway Miramichi Street Stock winner Brad McLean over James Madgett and Chris Wilson. Joe Hoyt won the Atlantic Modified Tour race over Kevin Bailey. And Mr. Excitement Doug Matchett. Don't see any mini stock results on there. But there is, well, Rob Poirier won the Mini Stock Classic at Miramichi. Guy Bass second and Chris Garnett third. And by our roving reporter, Denver Matchett. He uses the words after tech in there, so there might have been something in there as well. Darcy O'Neill won the Dukes feature, and Gabriel McGraw won the Road Rage 50 at Speedway Miramichi today.
So lots of results pouring in. If you're following along on Twitter, make sure you get us those results, and we'll try and pass it on to everybody. It's a big night across Canada on short tracks. Definitely here at Riverside, the Parts for Trucks Tour. It's the Ron McGilvery Chev Buick GMC 150, 17 laps in the books. If you just joined us, we had the big one on lap number 0. Coming to the green flag, 17 cars involved. We lost like four cars, I'm going to say. We got 17 laps in the books, and lo and behold, another big one down in turns number 3-4 that cost us probably six cars this time, Tim.
You know, we're working in the floor dry over there, and our lead tech inspector is also inspecting the work going on over there in corner number 3-4. The Oval Outlaw, Wayne Smith, is over there in that bright orange vest. I believe that might be Doug Burt right beside him in the beautiful green vest over there. They are bright. We can see them. And usually Wayne, when we go to Petty Raceway, has the golf cart with the flames on it and the lights and everything else. And apparently he, or Earl, I should say, didn't haul it down here. So I guess he has to rely on the vest.
But the cars all start to circulate here at Riverside, the 67 and the 40 car. The field stopped on the backstretch. Those two guys are still stopped over there. May need a little bump to get them going. We'll find out as things progress here.
I'm not seeing much for any more results locally around here. I see Drew Greenlaw finished third at 660 in the Sportsman feature, and I see our buddy John Miller from Maine has pizza in his face. So that's the social media report from me, Joe. I don't know if there's any Kenny's Pizza left down there. I saw Robbie up here a little bit earlier with Kenny's Pizza. So if there's any more up there, just you know, bring it up to me and Joe so Joe can experience Kenny's Pizza. I had a piece earlier. It was delicious.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah, good stuff. That's what you need to do.
Yes, absolutely.
You got to hydrate and you got to eat, right?
And I'm almost out of my drink, so I got to go. You got any of those cold Pepsis left?
I don't.
Oh, wow.
No,
all out.
Just
look
the
at that.
One I got right here.
It's been a long night already.
40 laps to go in the truck race. Grant Infinger, he scored 12th as we speak. So we'll see how that one all works out.
I think the 40 of Robbie McEwen needs a push back there.
You think? I think we need a break. So we're going to take that, and we'll be back with you shortly here. Live from Riverside, it's Racetime Radio and the Ron McGilvery Chevy Buick GMC 150. 17 laps in the books. You won't miss a lap. Stay with us.
Summer is in full swing at Scotia Speed World.
Join us live Saturday, June 23rd at 4 p.m. Eastern
for live coverage of the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150.
I think you gotta go now.
Give me a gap, open up, you want it, bring it home, yeah!
It's Canada's Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour.
Saturday, June 23rd at 4 p.m. Eastern for the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150.
Worldwide, only on racetimeradio.com.
Good job, bud!
Racetime Radio is brought to you in part by Holiday Inn Express, New Glasgow, Nova Scotia, the official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast crew for the IWK 250.
SiriusXM has a commercial-free music channel for when you are ready to proudly fly your freak flag.
We're getting loud and crazy.
Crazy
on Ozzy's Boneyard.
It's hard and heavy classic rock officially sanctioned by the Prince of Darkness himself, Ozzy Osbourne.
I can't believe I got my own channel, man.
Get your AC/DC, Priest, Zeppelin, Iron Maiden, and Van Halen. Oh, and of course, Ozzy.
Ozzy's Boneyard. SiriusXM 38.
Also available online and on the SiriusXM app.
Let's see if we got enough fuel to burn this thing down. Come on.
Nobody gets you closer to the drivers than SiriusXM NASCAR Radio.
Check a flag here, baby.
All
yeah, baby!
Things racing.
Oh, my God!
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio.
Holy crap, did you see that?
One race at a time.
Left side off.
Jimmy Johnson's slowing the race leader off two!
It's all on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
Show them how to burn it down.
Or on your phone when you get out of the car with the SiriusXM app. Taking you all the way to the track and back. It's Racetime Radio. SiriusXM 167. Now, here's Joe.
And we are back with you live tonight from Riverside International Speedway. Field all in motion. They're all doubled up. And they are coming back to the start-finish line as we speak. Trevor Steves shows the field.
We got a piece of debris, I think, on the front straightaway. Trevor McDonald's down here on the front straightaway trying to find that piece of debris. He's running the stop-and-go sign at the end of pit road tonight. And we should mention, and I hate to say this to Jerry, but remember we said before the break that, you know, it would be nice to have some of that Kenny's pizza? Guess who brought us up? Kenny's Pizza.
Hey. Woohoo! You get chicken over there, Paxton. We got pizza on this side, buddy.
Hey, I haven't complained. I didn't ask for pizza. I'm good over here.
You're good, bud. Look at this. We have the lights still on the pace car, but they're going to pop out momentarily. You can just about bet on that. 17 laps in the books of 150 green flag laps that are coming your way.
Field circulates behind Sarah McKay, has pulled that car back down into pit road. Farrell's still on pit road, getting that car repaired. Braden Langell's car is up on jack stands. And a couple more at the end of pit road that have already been down there because of the red flag on lap number one. McKay going to return to the racetrack. And I think we're going to see a battle here. And we mentioned it back and forth when you stepped out there that John Fleming on the outside line has that essentially preferred line on the outside in that battle for third. We've seen the 40 of Robbie McEwen move into third on that outside line. Darren McKinnon earlier moved to third on that outside line. The battle is going to be, I think, between John Fleming and Robbie McEwen. Yes, obviously those two are going to go at it up front, but I think we're going to see a battle for position number three as the lights go out atop the Hellcat. We're going back racing, folks. 17 will be 18 laps completed at the stripe.
As the field forms and starts to work their way down the back stretch, the zero of Turple, 67 of Blankhorn, side by side, leading a whole freight train of cars. Back to the green flag. Here we go.
And down into turn one we go. Full tilt boogie. It is Turple in front. Blankhorn beside him as they go down the back straightaway. Turple with the advantage to turn number three. They'll come out of four. Blankhorn on the move, but Turple in command. John Fleming in the 97 dives down to the inside of the racetrack. He's inside of the 67 of Blankhorn. Can't hold it there. Has to fall back in line.
That was a slick little move to the inside of the 67 of Blankhorn. John Fleming is there, but now the 67 of Blankhorn flashes the nose to the inside of the zero car of Turple. Behind, the 53 begins to move to the outside of Robbie McEwen. Cole Butcher is back up to a top five spot, running in position number four. And now the 40, Robbie McEwen falls back to fifth. Up in front continues to be the 67, flashing the nose to the inside of the zero.
What a dogfight at the front of this field. The 67 of Blankhorn now gets to the bottom of the racetrack. The zero Turple, he's on the high side. Let's see how he can make out as they come back to the line. Get that lap to the zero of Turple. He's making it work, Jerry.
And Blankhorn takes the advantage down the back straightaway into turn number three. Gets down on the inside of Turple. And he has the lead for the first time tonight. Blankhorn in the lead. Turple falls back to second. John Fleming in third in that number 97. And the 53 of Cole Butcher running fourth. He gives up the spot as he got loose at the top end of turn two.
And now the 91 of Gosby underneath the 53 of Butcher. The 18 of Darren McKinnon going to try to follow through on the inside. That is for fifth, sixth, and seventh. Waylon Farrell returns to the racetrack, but up in front, your top four are nose to tail. It's Blankhorn and Turbo Fleming and the 40 of Robbie McEwen. Donald Chisholm to pit road.
25 laps complete here of the 150 here tonight. 67 of Blankhorn followed by the zero of Turbo. Five time is in third, the 97 of Fleming. Back to the 40 of McEwen and then side-by-side battle with the 53 and the 91. That's Butcher and Gosby battling it out for that fifth spot. 18 to McKinnon back in sixth. Noggle in the 08 back in seventh. The 99 of Drake.
Cole Butcher in that number 53 is struggling to hold on to that fifth spot. That car is not dialed in like it was a couple of weeks ago at Scotia. He is fighting that race car tonight. Looks like it's a little loose. Trying to keep it in line, going through the corners. It's a handful, but he is still running fifth behind the 40 of McEwen.
Yeah, he had that moment a couple laps ago, finally fell in that spot into line. But Joe, as you mentioned a couple laps ago, Nicholas Noggle is in the top 10, practiced in the top 10 a couple of practices earlier today, but obviously the track has changed a bunch. But he's on the back bumper of Darren McKinnon, the 91 of Gosby right ahead of him, and then the 53 of Butcher and the 40 of Robbie McEwen. That's a battle from fourth all the way back to about eighth or ninth. Top three have broken away and a little bit of insurance in between them.
30 laps complete here in the 150 here tonight at Riverside International Speedway. 67 of Blankhorn. He looks good and solid up front for now. Let's see how things develop.
The front three are stretching this out in single file, but behind them it is anything but over. It is a battle As the 40 of McEwen, the 53 of Butcher still fighting it out. Here comes the 91 of Dylan Gosby, the 18 of Daryl McKinnon, the 08 Nicholas Noggle, and the 99 of Craig Slonwhite. That is one big train, and they are all fighting for that fifth spot.
Great battle throughout this field as these drivers begin to log some laps here, Joe. Get some green flag running in. A couple of passes being picked up here and there. The 40 of Robbie McEwen trying to hold off the 91 of Gosby. The 08 of Noggle on the back bumper. The 18 of Darren McKinnon and Swanwhite just behind them. That is the best battle on the racetrack right now, as Jerry mentioned. Top three, a little bit of separation in between them. Blankhorn about a half straightaway away from putting a lap in the 48 of Farrell and the 21 of Pierce.
35 laps now complete. Here at Riverside, it is a high-speed conveyor belt all the way around this big, beautiful speedway. The zero of Turnbull really trying to start to track down the 67. But he looks kind of content right now, Jerry. I don't know what he's doing. Probably saving a little bit.
And I think we, like everybody else, knew that 67 of Dylan Blankhorn was going to be the car to beat. Black Betty loves Riverside Speedway. Dylan Blankhorn has had really good luck here. He's out in front. Turple's about five car lengths behind him. And John Fleming about 10 car lengths behind him. But now Fleming's got a battle on his hands as here comes the 53 of Cole Butcher.
And I don't know if it's Fleming falling off the pace as much as it is those two stepping it up. Whatever the case may be, I think Butcher is about the same compared to those two up in front of him. The 97 of John Fleming may be falling off the pace a little bit on the longer run. To the inside goes the 53 of Butcher. He'll look to pick up position number three and put himself on the podium early. Sean Pierce is going to go one lap down to the 67 of Blankhorn. He works to the outside. The zero car of Turple will close in on the 21 of Pierce down into three.
This is what the teams wanted. They needed a long green flag run. It looks like they're sinking in right now and going to get exactly what they want. They need some time to stretch their legs, to get the feel of the car underneath them. We are 40 laps complete now of the 150. They're getting what they want right now, Jerry. It'll be interesting as we keep going.
Keeping an eye on some of those drivers we thought were really strong earlier in the day, like the 5 of Jonathan Hicken, who has fallen back. He's running in ninth place. That car was so strong earlier today, it looked really good. He's in a battle now to try to stay in that top 10.
Blankhorn off the base down the back straightaway. The 67 car to the inside line. It's going to hand the lead over to Turple, and he is off the base down the front straightaway at a crawl as the 67. What has gone wrong with Black Betty?
The yellow flag will fly on lap 43. The 67 of Dylan Blankhorn, Tim, just started to slow down the backstretch. It's just like the car shut off.
And they went left and right around there, and they better not do that again. I almost choked up by Kenny's pizza. The 67 car, Blankhorn, though, that is stopped on the front straightaway. Paul Blankhorn comes out, and now it begins to roll. So something amiss. We saw last year, obviously, with the issue that he had into turn one in practice. Had some electrical issues with that race car afterwards, but that's a brand new race car three races ago, so we'll see what happened to the 67 car. I'm sure we'll head down to pit road to the attention of his crew and see if they can figure out what is amiss. I see the 67 crew, I see Jim and them down there already anticipating that car down on pit road.
Yeah, maybe some kind of ignition trouble. I can't imagine that it would be a fuel issue. Car was like a bullet on the racetrack. But that ends that long green flag run that we were talking about. Went from lap, 17 all the way to lap 42. So the guys are rolling now. That's going to give you a little better indication of what you've got for a car underneath you.
Indeed it will. As the 67 car comes onto pit road, they look underneath the hood of the Quinn flooring, number 67 car. And I think the caution flag is big for the 53 of Cole Butcher. Made the move on John Fleming, made the move on Robbie McEwen, had that little issue down there in the corner that set him back a couple of positions, but now he'll start on the outside, preferred groove, so we'll see what happened there. But remember the last time the 53 car started on the outside of the front row?
Yeah.
We won't talk about that, though.
No. I think that's all water under the bridge, all in the rearview mirror. But I can tell you right now that this is not even close to being, what we're going to see near the end of this race. The zero Turple is out front. I don't know, Tim, whether the 53 car has been, like, he's been charging through the field. Of course, he went to the back after the contact right off the beginning. He's done a great job moving back up.
Indeed, he has up to position number two. That one little small mistake set him back a couple of spots, but now he's made it up. Had to pass some good cars, too. Dylan Gosby, Robbie McEwen, and John Fleming in car number 97. So now he sits in position number two. Sean Pierce, I believe, will be the free pass. We'll have to double-check. Just went a lap down as the caution flag came out, so we'll double-check with that next door. But nevertheless, the 67-car tough break for them. They're still under the hood of that car. They're in the driver's side compartment. Jerry, can you see anything down there that we can't?
Not really. They're looking inside the left front wheel. Not sure what exactly they're looking for. They've got the wheel off, having a look inside the car. And Dylan is still inside, has not gotten out of the race car. So the whole crew down there with the lights trying to see what the problem is. Looks like I'm not sure what it is they're looking for, but it's around that wheel.
The 99 of Craig Slonwhite having a good solid run here tonight. I know he's back there in 10th right now. But don't let that give you an indication of how good that car is. He is biding his time. Lots of race left to go here. Oh, just over 100 laps to go. Other cars that are having a real good stout run, the 18 of Darren McKinnon, the 91 of Dylan Gosby, even the 5 car, Jonathan Hicken. How about the run he's having tonight, Tim? Those cars are clean, not a mark on them.
And the car right in front of him on the racetrack right now is the 08 car, Nicholas Noggle. There's another kid that's having a good run. Likes these high-banked racetracks. Top 5 run at the Petty International last year at the end of the season. Obviously, Riverside International Speedway is one of those tracks that he circles on his calendar. He just loves racing on these high-banked racetracks. And he's paid his dues. Obviously, last night won a legend car race in Scotia Speed World. The International NX Asphalt Nationals champion at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway last year. Ran the World Series of Asphalt this year at New Smyrna Speedway. Getting a lot of recognition, getting a lot of seat time inside these race cars as well. And it's only a matter of time before Nicholas Noggle's name comes into victory lane. Could it be tonight? I don't think we've seen all the 08 car has. I don't think he's got what the 0 and the 53 have up in front, but we've seen other things happen before. We're doubled up, and Blankhorn's still on pit road. See Terry Nelson running down towards that race car with a part from the, looks like the parts trailer.
Yeah, as the field does start to form down the front stretch, Art Steve showing the field. We're going to go back under the green flag next time by. Lights go out. Alan Curry ducks that pace car down pit road. 67 of Blankhorn still hood up on pit road.
And guys, it looks like they're working on the front left brake. It looks like they may have an issue that may have seized or something like that, because that's what they're working on, is that left front brake.
And here we go. Green flag back out. Lap 43 up on the scoring pylon here at Riverside.
And down that back straightaway, it is Cole Butcher in the 53, the 0 of John Turple. They are in a battle, and right now it's advantage Butcher as they come down the front straightaway.
53 car of Butcher on the inside line. He occupies the lead position. The 0 car of Turple trying to fend off a Robbie McEwen. And here comes John Fleming to the inside. Fleming sticks a nose at the Dodge on the inside. He'll dance for position number 3. The 40 of Robbie McEwen on the outside. And behind them, the two Island boys going at it. It's Darren McKinnon on the upside and Dylan Gosby on the inside line.
How about the 53 of Cole Butcher on that restart, guys? Looked like he was shot out of a cannon out the outside of Riverside. Out front, but he hasn't got too much air to breathe here. He's got the 0 Turple parked firmly on that rear deck spoiler. The 0 Dexter Municipal Group Chevy is still got a lot of juice left in him, Jer.
And it is Butcher now starting to pull away from Turple as they go down that back straightaway. Gains about a full car length as they come out of turn 4. Turple now, who gets a little bit loose in turn 2, as he looks like that track is just getting a little slick. He's pushing the car that much harder, trying to catch the 53 of Butcher.
53 car up the racetrack in that second group. They'll put a lap on Waylon Farrell in car number 48. 48 goes to the inside. Might help Butcher a little more than it does Turple as they work the outside. And we've got a caution on the speedway. Sarah McKay and Steve Halpin up in the wall. The 8 car of Kent Vincent down the racetrack. And he might be leaking some fluid from that race car. The 42C of Chris Reed also involved. What are you seeing from down there, Jerry?
I was just going to say, just prior to that, the number 94 of DJ Casey came out of the pits and onto the racetrack. I don't know if that had anything to do with it. It just turned my head to check, and These guys all got piled up in the wall, but interesting to note, all three of them are missing those front bumpers and fenders, and that's the second time we've seen a wreck involving those cars.
The 32 car is going to pull away. The 03 of Steve Halpin pulls away, and I believe there's a little bit of fluid trailing from that 8 car of Kent Vincent, who's parked on the bottom side of the racetrack. So they will send the Riverside Speedway safety crew out to corner number 2 to assist the 8 car of Kent Vincent, former IWK 250 champion. And once again, it puts us under the caution flag. The 53 car is back to the front on lap 53. Greg Proud is back on the racetrack in car number 29. The 42C of Chris Reed was in that down there in corner number 2. He pulls to the attention of the King Racing crew. The 03 of Steve Halpin will pull down to see Jeff Armstrong and the folks from GD Fabrication. And the 32 car of Sarah McKay pulls down. Craig Slawn-White pulls down from a top 10 position. And DJ Casey will also make his way back down onto pit road as the 32 team is going to go to, it looks like, potentially change a tire on that race car. I see one tire out on the right-hand side. They jack up the rear end of that race car, and they will go to work. Sean Tucker, Dustin Tucker, and the entire crew down there go to work on that race car. So we are 53 laps completed. The Ron McGilvery Chevrolet Buick GMC 150. Butcher, Turple, Robbie McEwen, John Fleming, and Dylan Gonsby, your top five as they pace. The 18 of Darren McKinnon in sixth. Seventh is Jonathan Hicken. Eighth is the 08 of Nicholas Noggle. Ninth is Terry Dugay, and the 10th place car is the 54 of Jared Butcher. 29 of Greg Proud still circulating on the racetrack. The 8 car of Kent Vincent is being hooked up by the Riverside International Speedway crew. And Jerry, well, everybody else is either down on pit road or retired for the evening.
Which one was that you were looking for?
Anyone that is on pit road.
Oh, okay. Well, they're still
give us a report.
They're still trying to work on the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn to figure out what that problem is. They're working away feverishly here. Dylan is out of the car now, and the frustration on his face says it all. They just can't seem to get the luck they need here recently.
Yeah, it's a tough break for the 67. Was in the point lead by a single point over the 53 of Butcher coming into this afternoon's racing action. And it's still a long race, Jerry. There's still 97, 96 laps to go when we go green. And there could be a lot that happens with the 53, the 0, the 40 up in front. But doesn't look like it's going to be a good point night, at least right now, for the 67 car of Blankhorn. And I know he's going to be doing some sports and racing this year as well and dabbling in a little bit of everything. But tough break for him. I'm sure we'll see him at the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150 next week. Chris Reed returns to the racetrack. And it looks like they've hooked up Kent Vincent. I saw Kent Vincent out of that race car, so Kent is okay. DJ Casey climbs from his race car in the infield. Looks like he may be done, at least for the moment.
Yeah, they are still struggling with that race car. As we said, it's a brand new car. They only got it just a few days ago. They're still trying to figure it out, and that's probably the 10th time they've been under the hood of that race car trying to make something work.
And there comes the 8 car at a corner number 1 and 2, Kent Vincent. There's a lot of stay dry down there in corners number 1 and 2 where the 8 car came to rest. Todd Robertson from Napa is going to make a little bit more money on the floor dry tonight by the looks of it as they sweep that in down there in corner number 2 as the 8 car comes by on the hook. That car is used up, Jerry.
Well, that car's in rough shape. We'll call it that. The back end's all split open. The rad is no longer straight across the front of the car. There's fluid all over the windshield. It's looked like he took a hard hit on the front end, and they got a lot of fluid sprayed around. That car has been beat up badly. They'll take that one back to the shop. It's a tough break for the 8 team. They worked so hard on that race car and thought they had a really good piece coming in tonight. They were trying to get things worked up towards the next couple of races, and now it looks like it's time to fix it up again.
Well, guys, what do you think? It's time to step out, take a quick break here on Racetime Radio. 53 laps complete. Timmy?
Sounds like you need a Pepsi.
I think I do. I'm going to have a quick sip, and we'll be back live from Riverside. Stay with us.
You're listening to Canada Talks on Sirius XM, channel 167.
Racetime Radio is brought to you in part by Holiday Inn Express, New Glasgow, Nova Scotia, the official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast crew for the IWK 250. Summer is in full swing at Scotia Speed World.
Join us live Saturday, June 23rd at 4 p.m. Eastern
for live coverage of the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150.
I think you got to go now.
Give me a gap, open up, you want to bring it home? Yeah!
It's Canada's Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour.
Saturday, June 23rd at 4 p.m. Eastern for the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150.
Worldwide, only on racetimeradio.com.
From coast to coast, you're listening to Canada Talks. Canada Talks. Happy Hours with Kevin Harvick and Matt Yoakam.
If you stop for 1 minute and think that you're going to stay ahead, you are absolutely kidding yourself, because everybody in that garage is trying to catch up. So as a team, when you have an advantage, you have to make sure that you motivate your people and make sure you reiterate to your people, we have to keep pushing forward, because if you sit on your hands, you will get left behind in this deal in about 6 weeks.
Happy Hours with Kevin Harvick and Matt Yoakam. Heard exclusively on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
Let's get ready for four tires, guys.
If you've got the need for speed,
they're racing door to door in turn four,
then you've come to the right place.
It's Race Time Radio
with your host, Joe Chisholm.
And we are back with you live tonight. It's the Ron McGilvery Chev Buick GMC 150 live from Riverside, the Parts for Trucks Pro Stock Tour. As the cars all begin to form here around the speedway, getting a little bit of cleanup done, 53 laps in the books. And we've had a number of cautions here tonight. The big one right off the beginning. And just a tough night for the boys here on the Maritimes. The first time I've seen this, but you know what? They're going to get through it, and we still have a whale of a race. Lots of race cars still on the track, Tim.
Yeah, lots of race cars still on the racetrack. They're working in the stay dry down in corners number one and two. I think this time by we may be closer to going green. Mentioned results earlier. I just saw the text message on the break. Amanda Wheatley, triple win in the street stock at Oyster Bend Speedway tonight. So there's one more piece of the results puzzle for a little bit later on. But Amanda Wheatley, the 80 car, if you've ever seen the street stock at Oyster Bend Speedway, they put on a phenomenal show. So congratulations to the 80 team and Jeffrey McKinnon. We're going to go at least one more lap here as they still continue to work in the stay dry. The field is doubled up, and we're getting ready to go green. We talked about the top 10. How about Terry Duguay in the top 10 tonight?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Working his way up in there. Good, good run. And I spoke of Terry right off the top of this. And look at that. He's playing his cards right in that number 14 car. And it'll be interesting to see if he can pull off a real good top 10 finish. He's 10th on the board right now. So in good shape is the PEI driver. The 14 of Terry Duguay.
Now, Trevor McDonald, I believe that is sweeping in the stay dry down there in corners number one and two. I don't know if Ashley's looking on next door in scoring. I wonder if he does that at home.
Yeah, getting it done, I'll tell you what. These guys have really earned their keep here tonight at Riverside International Speedway. I want to remind you, too, don't forget to tune in to us. Next Saturday night, we're going to be live from Scotia Speed World. It is the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150. It's one of those races, Tim, that absolutely everybody's going to come off the chip for.
And the passion of flooring and interiors 50 for the MJS and Prime Lift East Coast Mini Stock Tour. I know a lot of their drivers are here this evening, so want to say hello to them. And they're really excited for one of their biggest races in their career. But lights are off atop the pace car. Pace car is in. We're getting ready to go back to racing. We'll have 54 laps completed this time by when we come across the stripe. Butcher and a Turple. Turple will now have the outside line. We'll see what he can do from the big boy side of the racetrack. Green flag flies.
And Turple is in command as they come to turn number two. He took full advantage of that outside groove off the green flag. Butcher is back to second spot. He's trying to chase him down. As Robbie McEwen and John Fleming in the 40 and the 97 are side by side fighting for the third spot.
Great little battle there. The 32 of McKay sideways on the front straightaway. She keeps it straight. We stay green. 97 of Fleming to the outside of the 40 of Robbie McEwen. And there's the 18 car, Darren McKinnon on the outside, trying to battle with the 91 of Dylan Gosby. Gosby currently in position number 5. And don't look now, here comes the 08 of Nicholas Noggle.
And right behind them, the 42 is Chris Reed. He's trying to hold off a charge from Jonathan Hicken. As Hicken tries to move forward, the 99 of Craig Slunwhite following him through. And here comes Hicken as he gets underneath the 42 of Reed, trying to get up into 8.
57 laps complete of 150 tonight. It is the 0 of Turple out front, 53 of Butcher in second, 97 of Fleming, followed by the 40 back and forth spot. That's Robbie McEwen, the 91 of Gosby with a top 5 run right now.
And I have to wonder how much tire some of these drivers have been using up. We're starting to watch some cars getting loose on the racetrack. They're either pushing that car extra hard or they're working the tires out. But we've seen everybody take a little turn at it. Robbie McEwen, the most recent one, coming out of turn 4, the back end of the car got a little fishy, but he held on to it.
Yeah, it's been a little fishy a couple of times at a corner number 4 the last couple of laps. The 40, Robbie McEwen doing a little dance that time by at a corner number 4 too. Been watching the 08 car, Nicholas Noggle. Noggle has been working the inside of Darren McKinnon the last couple laps. He'll get to the inside in 3 and 4. Just can't get the run off the corner to make the pass. Now he'll work to the outside of the 18 of Darren McKinnon as they come down the front straightaway. Up in front, Butcher going to work the outside of Turple. We've got a battle for the lead on our hands.
Down into turns 3, 4. How about the 0 Turple? He'll go across the line. He still leads this race. But the 53 of Butcher, relentless on the outside, making that 53 Atlantic tilt-load car really come to life on the high side. He just may get the lead of this race at the line, and yes, sir, he does.
And Butcher now has the lead. Turbo back to second. He'll slide in behind the 53, the number 97 of John Fleming. He is right there. Now the three of them run nose to tail down the front straightaway. Front three starting to pull away just a little bit. On the move, the 91, Dylan Gosby gets under the 40 of Robbie McEwen to take over fourth. McEwen back to P5.
And Gosby begins to pull away from Robbie McEwen. We saw McEwen a little bit sideways for the last couple laps, especially at a corner number 4. He's going to pull away as Gosby. McKinnon closing in, and here comes Jonathan Hicken on the inside of the 99 car of Slonwhite. That's the battle for position number 8. Just behind that battle within the top 5. Top 3 beginning to pull away from the battle for 4th, which is Dylan Gosby. He's gapping the 40 of Robbie McEwen. And Joe, we said it earlier, John Fleming coming to the front looking at the 0 car.
Oh yeah, old 5 time. Knows his way around Riverside International Speedway. He'll have a grin on inside that race car like a mile wide. This is the first night I've seen the 97 car in the last couple years really, really go to work. The 97 at Fleming, he is stalking those two guys up front as they exit turn number 2. He is in good shape. A long green flag run right now has got to be advantage Fleming, I would think, Jerry.
I couldn't agree more, and as I watch them go around, here come the lap cars to start causing a little problem for them. Cole Butcher, no problem getting around the 32 of Sarah McKay as they come out of turn number 4. Sean Turple on the outside will do the same thing. Here comes Fleming, those front three still running tight together at the front. And they are now closing in quickly on the 48 of Waylon Farrell.
That battle for fifth continues to intensify. The 40 of Robbie McEwen drifting backwards a little bit. The 08 of Nicholas Noggle continues to be on the back bumper of the McKinnon Trucking number 18. And then the 99 of Slonwhite, the 5 of Jonathan Hicken, a part of this battle. They'll put that lap on the 32 of Sarah McKay this time by at a corner number 4. The 40 of McEwen holding on to that battle, Joe, but he's got 4 other hungry competitors behind.
Yeah, the 53 of Butcher, the 0 of Turple now stretching the legs a wee bit. As they go across the line for lap 74, Tim, I got to start thinking about fuel and mileage. What's it going to do as the laps unwind? We have got a lot of caution laps that have been going around here. Is it going to come into play at the end?
I'm not sure if it is. Halfway home, though, 75 down and 75 to go in the Ron McGilvery 150. And Joe, to your point, we had a long race, the first race of the season at Petty International Raceway. and we had a couple of drivers run the tank a little bit short. It has happened before. We'll see if it happens here this evening, but I would put it in the back of the mind for lap 125, 135, and on, but we still got a little ways to go there, just past the halfway point in the Ron McGilvery 150.
Well, and notable, Petty is shorter racetrack, really, than Riverside. Speeds are higher, you're on the throttle longer. Only goes to show that you're going to use more fuel. Jerry, this is going to get real interesting. 77 complete here, and now 78 in the Ron McGilvery Chef Buick GMC 150.
And one of the big questions tonight has got to be, how much equipment have you used up with the restarts and the caution flags? Because right now, you're going to need it all to get to the end. They are running on really, really quick speed here. They are running fast, fast laps and using up a lot of race cars. So Cole Butcher leads the way in that 53. He's got about five car lengths on the zero of Sean Turple now. And that five, six car lengths back to the 97 of Fleming, who is in a battle now with the 91, Dylan Gosby. Gosby gets underneath in turn three. Can he make the pass?
We saw this on this first little green flag stint of the night, Joe, where the 97 car was really quick for a couple laps and then fell off compared to the leaders and compared to everybody else around him. The 91 of Gosby is going to move into position number three to the inside. Fleming's going to fight back on the outside, holding the right rear quarter of the 91. 91 of Gosby clears him off corner number four. And now we'll see if the 91 of Gosby has anything for those top two. Keep in mind, the 53 car of Cole Butcher has never won here at Riverside International Speedway. Neither has Dylan Gosby.
83 laps now in the books. The 53 of Cole Butcher, that Alan Kowicki driver, development program driver, is really putting on a show out here. You got to know that at the beginning of the night, he was involved in that big one right off the start. Actually got charged with it and put to the rear of the field. The 53, 84 laps later, is out front.
And he is in dominant show right now because Cole Butcher putting on a clinic as he starts closing in on the 29 of Greg Proud, about to put him down a lap. And Butcher really does have that car on rails tonight. It is working like he wants it to. He is doing some amazing lap times. And the distance to Sean Turple is not getting any tighter.
He's going to have to tiptoe around some of this lap traffic, but just behind them, Robbie McEwen and Darren McKinnon going at it for position number five as they run down into corners number three and four. Joe, I think the one car that gets a little bit better on the longer run is the 99 is Slonwhite. He's dispatched the 08 car back one position and now looks at this battle in front of him. Close call at a corner number two. Robbie McEwen will hold on to the spot for now over Darren McKinnon.
Yeah, the 99 of Slonwhite is sneaking his way up through the field. You got to know if we get another caution in this race, and we may not, with 88 laps in the books. If we don't get another caution, I don't like their chances for trying to reel these guys in, because the 53 is checking out, and same with the zero. But if we do get another caution, look out. I think it's game on.
The driver to keep an eye on right now, the 91er, Dylan Gosby. That car is on the move. He got around the 97 of Fleming. He is reeling in slowly the zero of Sean Turple.
And he's got some laps to get there as well. As we work lap number 90, will be 91 to complete this time by. They put a lap on a Butcher. They put another lap on Greg Proud. And now they work down to the 21 car of Sean Pierce just in front of your leader, the 53 of Butcher, the zero of Turple, and the 91 of Dylan Gosby. Man, that battle continues on for position number five, though. The 40 of Robbie McEwen currently holds that position. Darren McKinnon on the inside. The 99 of Craig Slonwhite on the outside as they continue to dance. They'll go around the 48 of Farrell, and the 18 going to have to bail out of it. He'll go back to seventh.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. You want to save that race car. Darren McKinnon's number 18 car has not got a mark on it. There's only about, I'm going to say, six cars on the racetrack right now without a mark on them. The rest of them look like a night at Martinsville when everybody is under a full moon, if you will. A lot of cars got a lot of damage, but there are a number of them that are looking pretty sporty out here as the laps all continue to wind down. We are 95 laps in to the Ron McGilvery 150 here tonight at Riverside.
The number 99 of Greg Slonway showing a lot of patience as he waits to get around the 40 of Robbie McEwen. It certainly looks like he's got the car to do it. The problem, McEwen just a little bit squirrely on the racetrack. And after everything else that's happened here tonight, Slonway is not ready to take that kind of a chance to gain the spot. He's trying to wait it out. He knows he's got a few laps left to think about it.
They continue to battle on the racetrack. Lap number 97 working on the board. The zero car, a Turple, closes in on that 53 of Butcher. And Jerry, they continue to put on a show. The top two pulling away down the back straightaway and have a little bit of lap traffic in between them. Terry Duguay, great run tonight, but he's gone one lap down.
How about the battle on the backstretch here? The 99 of Slonwhite, the 40 of McEwen, and throw the 18 into the mix. 99 laps in the books, and these three boys are getting it on here at Riverside. The 99 of Slonwhite, he takes that black and yellow machine to the spot, the 40 of McEwen in the blue car, followed by the number 18. They're getting it sorted out now, but Jerry, that got tense for a couple moments.
Well, this one's going to get a lot more interesting as we see these leaders start to make their way around. And each lap car slows them down just a little bit, tightens up the gap with the one behind them. So Cole Butcher about to go under the 42 of Chris Reed in turn number two. And here comes Turple in the zero. He's got around the 29 of Greg Proud. So the top two slowly making their way through the traffic. John Fleming runs in third spot. He's a little ways behind right now.
Darren McKinnon, two laps ago, gave a shot in the shorts to the 40 of Robbie McEwen at a corner number two. Continues to work the inside of the 40 car. This is now the battle for position number six, as they've got a little bit of a gap on the 08 of Noggle, the 5 of Jonathan Hicken. But the 18 of Darren McKinnon, we talked about patience at a Slonwhite a little bit earlier. The 18 of Darren McKinnon showing a little bit of patience, but he also knows that, you know, he might be a little bit faster than Robbie McEwen, but just can't seem to get that move done and used the bumper a couple laps ago.
How about the notebook that the teams will be building right now for the IWK 250 that is going to take place right here at Riverside come July 12th through the 14th weekend? This is the kind of stuff, and I know it's been a rough night for a lot of teams, but I'll tell you what, the notes and the information that you're gaining here tonight are really going to lend itself well to Canada's ultimate short track race, the IWK 250. It's coming up, and I can tell you right now, the 53 of Cole Butcher has got a whole pile of notes that he's really going to want to keep secret.
You know you're putting those notes to good use, because that 53 car is absolutely on rails. They know what to do with that car. That's a second time we've seen them in recent weeks where they've absolutely dominated. And here goes Butcher. He is having a free run. He's got nothing but clear asphalt in front of him for at least a full straightaway and probably through the next two corners.
109 laps complete tonight in the Rod McGilvery Chef Buick GMC 150. Live from Riverside International Speedway. Gotta welcome all the listeners on Sirius XM Channel 167, Canada Talks. How about this for a Sunday night action? As opposed to just Junior and I, you're getting treated to one of the best races here in Canada tonight.
40 car of Robbie McEwen now having to hold off Nicholas Noggle in the 08. Darren McKinnon got by for position number 6. And now Noggle continues to work that inside line, but can't get that drive off the corner. They go side by side down the front straightaway. Jonathan Hicken right behind them as well, getting ready to be a part of this battle. It's about a half lap away from the leader. Cole Butcher can see that battle just as soon as he comes off the corner.
Unbelievable action here with 112 laps complete on the racetrack. 53 Butcher, followed by the 0 Turple, 91 Gosby, 97 Fleming, and the 99 of Slonwhite. Have a look at that, guys. Another top 5 run for Slonwhite, and we're still not at the end of this. Keep your eye on the 99.
That 99 car is looking very strong. He got into a battle with the 97 of John Fleming, and Fleming was able to hold him off. Slonwhite backed out of it. He's regrouping. He's watching the 97 car start to loosen up a little as we get to the end of the tire run in this race. We'll see how he makes out. But right now, Sloan Wright could be showing that patience we talked about earlier, waiting for the right moment to make his move.
And they're coming up into lap traffic. They put a lap on Sarah McKay. That's Chris Reed right in front of them in the 42C. And here goes the 99 to the inside. Reed, all kinds, as always. Farrell around in the front. That will draw the caution flag. 48 to Farrell. I believe Joey was all by himself. And he'll grab a gear again, get going. But that'll draw the caution. He did hit the wall. There's a little bit of a tire mark on the inside.
Yeah, there sure is. The number 48, the worst for wear here tonight, Tim, missing the front end of that race car. I know structurally it's still there, but aerodynamically, Jer, not really the way you want your car.
Not at all. I think those horns out in front, you know, we've talked about using the chrome horn. Well, usually we cover it up with a body panel. Right there, it's wide open. You can see it.
Okay, another quick break here on Race Time. We'll be back with the conclusion to tonight's Ron McGilvery Chev Buick GMC 150. Stay with us.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Coast to coast, you're listening to Canada Talks. Canada Talks.
Summer is in full swing at Scotia Speed World.
Join us live Saturday, June 23rd at 4 p.m. Eastern
for live coverage of the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150.
I think you got to go now.
There'll be a gap open up. You want to bring it home? Yeah!
It's Canada's Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour.
Saturday, June 23rd at 4 p.m. Eastern
for the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150. Worldwide, only on racetimeradio.com.
Good job, bud.
Time Radio is brought to you by the Quality Inn, Halifax Airport, the official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast crew. Also by APX Racewear, the motorsports leader in custom crew apparel and fire suits. Also by the Wooden Door Bistro.
And now, as a public service, Racetime Radio presents Driving Tips with Smoke and Joe.
Tip number one.
When you shift the gear, and that little needle on the tack goes into the red and reads 9,000 RPM. That's bad.
And that was tonight's driving tip from Racetime Radio. Now, back to more Smokin' Joe.
Back with you live tonight at Riverside International Speedway. You don't want that thing going into the red, Tim.
No, absolutely
bad.
Not.
Yes. That's bad, according to Harry Hogg. But kind of a little bit of days of thunder at the beginning of this one here. But things are sorted out. 115 laps in the books. We had a quick caution here. Let me tell you, the 53 car of Cole Butcher is out front in this one. Probably did not want to see this caution flag. But it's probably a good idea as well to let those Hoosier tires cool off a little bit and see what you got for the end of this one. It's going to be a dash, you can guarantee it. The zero of Turple second. The 91 of Gosby has worked his way up into third. The 97 of Fleming back into the fourth spot. 99, Sloan White is in fifth. 18 of Darren McKinnon having a great night here. Past champion of the IWK 250. He is in sixth spot. Back to the 08 of Nicholas Noggle. Great run for Nick tonight. The number 8 of Jonathan Hicken. Another island car sitting 8th right now. Also another island guy in 9th spot, the 40 of McEwen. And how about another island guy in 10th, the 14th of Dugay.
Check, check. I'm going to correct you because Robbie McEwen is down on pit road in car number 40. Came down on pit road on that caution flag. But I do believe that Terry Dugay is either the free pass car or he is one lap down. So that should put Robbie McEwen still in position number 9. So I correct you and I don't correct you. I thought Robbie came down for fuel. He was falling back on that run, but they looked underneath the hood and they're looking under the left rear right now. And they tap on the car. Robbie's going to pull it back out and return to the racetrack. So one of the 9 or potentially 10 drivers that are still on the lead lap in this one.
Yeah, just going by the board there. Jerry,
We spoke of it earlier. How about fuel? Do you think this is going to be a fuel mileage race?
Absolutely not. I think they're going to run it right to the bare bone if they have to, but they should have enough fuel to complete the laps. I know we've done a lot of caution, but we've also had some reds. But they should be okay on fuel. Some of them, it depends. If you're playing the fuel game and you went light on your fuel, you may pay the price tonight. But I think most of the drivers would make sure they topped it off and were ready to go.
Timmy, let's look back to Scotia Speed World a couple of years ago. We had a 150 there, back when 150s just started to be like a reality in the Pro Stock Tour. Bang. We ended up having, two, three guys run out of gas and a bunch of complaints.
That was back in 2013 when Denver Foran ran with us, and that was the rookie year for Butcher and Blankhorn. So it has happened. Brad Eddy ran out of fuel that day. Darren McKinnon ran out of fuel that day. But it can't happen, but we'll see what happens here. 34 laps to go when we come back across the stripe. Butcher and Turple on the outside. Green flag flies. Butcher got a good restart, but Turple has a head of steam on the outside.
And it's not going to take Cole Butcher long to lose the lead, because there goes Turple and John Fleming in the 97 right up beside him. It's a battle for that lead spot three ways. And right now, Cole Butcher wants to go to the outside to try to go around Turple. Can't do it. That's where Fleming is sitting with the 97 down the back straightaway. And Fleming trying to go to the inside of Butcher. Butcher blocked. And they are now in a battle for the lead, the 0 of Turple, the 53 of Butcher.
And the 91 of Gosby now works the inside of the 97 of Fleming. The 18 of Darren McKinnon works the upside of the 91 of Gosby. And the 99 of Sloan White is there as well, looking for a top five run. And it's Ron McGilvery, 150. Turple now leads it, the 53 of Butcher in second. Up the hill goes Turple, and here comes the 53.
Talk about a nail biter here at Riverside. Watching that restart, Jerry, the 97 of Fleming, man, that car just ignited off the start. Give it two laps, and things just aren't as quick. I can't figure that out with the five-time champion. He's still solidly in third, but man, he was fast right off the start.
And I think that might have something to do with cooling down the tires. But once they get going, it didn't take long to heat them up again at the pace they're keeping and going into the corner. But Sean Turple has been perfect on restarts tonight. If he's on the front row, he'll get that lead. He did it, and now he's making Cole Butcher and John Fleming work if they want to take it away.
But he's struggling with the handling a little bit, especially off of corner number two. I think the zero car is set up for the short run, the 53 of Butcher. If we get some laps in, I think it's just a skosh better. And John Fleming hanging around there in position number three, along with Darren McKinnon in position number four. But track position is key, Joe. We've seen it here many, many times before. The zero car of Turple has it. The 53 wants it.
Yes, he does. And how about tiptoeing through the tulips here? The 18 of McKinnon, he's up into that fourth spot. The guy on the fade right now is the 91 of Gosby. Move Sloan White into that fifth spot. Look at this battle.
And Noggle right behind, using the bumper on the five, and Jonathan Hicken to get to the inside and open up that battle for position number six right now. We're checked at seventh as they run down the back straight with the 08 and Noggle sideways. The five of Jonathan Hicken works that outside line. Top three single file, side by side for fourth with Fleming and Slonway. And then Noggle takes that spot and moves to seventh.
And a lot of that battle tonight has been one of survival. If you can stay in it and keep your car fresh, you'll be okay. There's been a lot of carnage tonight. Guys with bad luck and cars that are torn up. But the guys who are still out here, they're using up that race car. That pace they're setting is blistering. And Turple is just barely one car length in front of Cole Butcher as they come around with 128 on the board.
Unbelievable race as the leader comes off turn four. The leader, zero, of Sean Turple. He's got the 53 in a mirror full of the 53 car back to the 97 of Fleming. And then how about a side-by-side battle for a moment? The 99 of Craig Slonwhite, the 18 of McKinnon, moved the 99 of Slonwhite up one more. How about the run of the 99? I knew he was going to be up here.
He has finished third at Petty, third at Scotia, and he might finish third here at Riverside, but he's got to get by the 97 of John Fleming to crack that podium, and that's easier said than done. The 08 and the 5, Noggle and Hicken have been having a back-and-forth battle for position number 7. They put a lap on Jared Butcher in the 54, and Hicken gets the bumper, a little tap there from the 5 to the 08 car. And you want to talk about drivers that aren't afraid to use the bumper. That's going to be a very entertaining battle in the final 20 laps.
Yeah, you don't want to be holding a guy up like Jonathan Hicken. He'll knock on the door. He'll let you know. But I'll tell you what, there's only so many warning shots before a big one will be hit. The 5 car, the 08, both of them deserve the spot. The war is on back there. You can count on it, Jerry.
And here comes the 99 to Slonwood in that challenge for third spot on the 97 of John Fleming. They are door-to-door on a turn four, but Fleming has the advantage as they cross the stripe. Fleming with about a half a car length, just a little more than a nose in front of Slonwood. Fleming on the outside, Slonwood on the inside. Fleming fights him back on a turn four. He puts the 97 solidly in front.
The inside for the 99 is Slonway. He did a four-wheel drift a couple of laps ago. And look at the zero car. A terrible little bobble off of corner number two. It opened the door for Butcher, but Butcher couldn't get to the inside line. We've got a battle for the lead. We've got a battle for position number three. Joe, where do you watch?
I don't know, Tim. I'm telling you what. The lap cars are starting to come into play here a wee bit. As that battle up front is right there, the zero terrible 53 of Butcher are flying down into turns one and two. 137 laps in. They're coming up on the 29 of Greg Proud, and the battle for that third spot, the 97-99, it's still heating up. 137-138 in the books.
And Cole Butcher in that number 53 is relentless in his pursuit for the lead. He is all over the back end of the zero car of John Turpo. Turpo just a tip loose in the corners, and that's where Butcher's able to make up a little ground. Down the straightaway, it's all Turpo.
And that battle for third continues to intensify. Slonwhite is back to that inside of the 97 of Fleming. It seems like there's not a whole lot of grip on that inside group where Slonwhite is working. The 97 of Fleming has that advantage, but Slonwhite had a great exit at a corner number four. He'll dive it down to the inside. Joe, if he wants that spot, he's going to have to drive it in deep into one of these corners to make it stick.
Yeah, just 10 circuits left to go in tonight's Ron McGilvery Chev Buick GMC 150 live from Riverside International Speedway, the Parts for Trucks Tour out on Canada's East Coast. And boy, have we been treated to one here tonight. I'm Joe Chisholm, along with Tim Terry in the booth and Jerry Paxton, overlooking turn one and two. 142 laps in the books, Jerry. Unbelievable race.
And Craig Slonwhite got that position away from John Fleming down the front straightaway, and the smoke flew, and there was a big donut on the side of the 97 after the 99 got by him. Fleming wasn't particularly happy about it. He tried to make it up, but right now Slonwhite is on a car length and a half ahead of him.
But he's also got about a half straightaway to catch that battle for the lead. Butcher has a couple of lengths to try to catch Turple. Turple has really turned up the wick the last couple laps to try to get to victory lane in this one. That battle between Noggle and Hicken is not over yet. Hicken has that spot. The 08 of Noggle trying to close in on him. He might get there, and he might have to use the bumper to get the spot.
Yeah, 145 laps complete in the Ron McGilvery 150. Unbelievable race as we have the 0 of Turple and the 53. Really duking it out. Tim, I don't think we've seen the end of this yet.
I don't think we have either. They're going to come up with some lap traffic here, too. Whether they get there before the 150 distance is there or not is a different story. The zero car of Turple has the 21, appears from the 29, side by side, just in front of him. It's going to come down to the last few laps. Where does Butcher go?
And Sean Turple now with those lap cars in front of him. He is going for it. He is not going to give this up to the 53 of Butcher if he can help it in any way, shape, or form. He's got the pedal to the metal. He's using up everything left in that race car. Zero down the front straightaway into turns one and two. He's got the 21 of Pierce behind him. He's trying to get by the 29 of Proud. But Turple in command of this one. Started it on the pole. Gave up the lead a couple of times. And got it
contact.
Back out. Contact in turn number one as Butcher puts the zero up the racetrack. They're door to door down the back straightaway. It is not a happy moment at turns three and four. Butcher gets the lead. Butcher takes the win over the zero of John Turple after some contact down the back straightaway. But the Ron McGilvery 150 belongs to the 53 of Cole Butcher.
Unbelievable, Tim Terry. They went across that line. I don't know, man. That was incredibly close. What a finish here. The Ron McGilvery 150.
did not disappoint. I can guarantee you that. Yeah, we had some cautions in the middle of this one at the beginning. But what a dogfight here to finish this race. We're going to get some official results. And sure enough, the checkered flag goes to the zero of Sean Turple. He wins tonight here at Riverside, and he is elated as he's got the checkered flag and doing a victory lap. The 53 of Cole Butcher climbs from his car. You can't get any closer without going to victory lane, I can guarantee you. Man, what a race. Jerry, you can't write a script like that.
Absolutely not. That was one wild finish, and it was just that close of a call, and I made the wrong one, and I apologize for that. It is the zero Turple who gets the win, not the 53 of Butcher.
Well, man, I'll tell you what, that was so close. It was incredible to see what transpired there. I couldn't tell which one won. We definitely had to go to the pros next door here. But it is the zero of Sean Turple that will celebrate in victory lane. And we will have full post-race for you here tonight. The zero of Sean Turple wins it. 53, Cole Butcher in second spot. And how about it? The 99 of Craig Slonwhite works his way onto the podium. What a race.
Excuse me, guys. Thank you.
Timmy's making his way down into victory lane, and I know we'll get you some coverage here in just mere seconds as the crowd congregates at the start-finish line. Take it away, Tim, as soon as you're ready to go, buddy.
Getting ready to climb out of the car. He's out of the car. I can hear you now, Sean Turple! Hugs all around. Big win here at Riverside International Speedway. Sean, Cole drove it in, down into corner number one. How did you come out with the victory?
I think it was the lap of four and a three, and I just got too tight on entry and washed up the track, and he got a big run. Coming out of four and, a little look in the mirror and felt he was up there somewhere and started coming down, and we started hooking, and then it was just a hard race from there, and dogfight into three and four there again in the last lap, and the Chad's R&D performance motor really gave us some good pull up off the corner on the outside, and we were able to just get him at the line. I really got to thank my whole team for, sticking with me and working so hard to give me a great car to be able to do this with.
Back and forth on the restarts. This thing was a rocket ship. You were lights out on the restarts tonight.
Yeah, it was really good. I don't know. I was just pulling on the outside there. Like, we got, cleared Cole on that second last or third last restart, and he was able to get power back by me, and then that last caution, the track really tightened up, and I think it hurt everybody. It just gave us a bit more bite off, and we were no worse through the middle, and Cassie just kept telling me to stay up on the wheel and drive that thing, and we pulled it off.
This is Riverside International Speedway. You're back in victory lane. I know you've waited a long time to be back here in victory lane. How does this feel to win at this racetrack?
That's good. I was thinking of that yesterday, that I think it's been since 2009 that we were in victory lane here at Riverside, and John's track, Donald's house, and can't thank Riverside Speedway enough for the beautiful facility here, and of course Cecil, Dexter Construction, Stevie, again, all the guys, Ledwidge Lumber, my father-in-law, Jim and Rose, my kids, my mom and dad, everybody that supports me. This is awesome.
Is this a sign of things to come for the IWK 250? You got anything to say for Kenny Wallace?
I think it's a sign of things to come. We finally got the car straightened out. We've struggled here. We've had some top five runs, but just not the speed. We're still going to have to beat that 67 car come July. But we're going to get our ducks lined up and take the fight to them.
You're the winner in the Ron McGilvery 150. Go celebrate.
Thanks, Tim.
Sean Turple is your winner. We'll get Mike Hart over here from Ron McGilvery to present the trophy. Jerry, who are you down here with?
I'm standing with Cole Butcher. Cole, I know that's got to be a heartbreak for you because, man, you gave that everything you had.
Yeah, it's just racing, but I can't thank my crew enough for everything they do for me. My sponsors, Atlantic Tilt Load, Top Construction, Hanging on Fisheries, Irving Bunning and Packaging,
yes,
Factory Canopies, Redefined Fitness and Wellness, R&D Performance. I'd like to congratulate Sean and Craig on their podiums, but that's all I have to say for tonight. Thank you.
Well, I know Craig Slomwhite has some things to say. This is your third consecutive third-place finish here on the tour. The show was in front of you, but man, oh man, late in the run, this car really seemed to hit it.
Yeah, I wish there was another 20 laps.
Coming home with third place, though, third place in Petty, third place in Scotia, consistent, if anything.
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's one thing. When Gary geared us up with this car, she's not pretty. She's not fast, but she's consistent. So, I mean, here we are, right? Three-thirds. We'll definitely take this. I was thinking they were all wrecking in front of me, so it was going to be all good.
what were you thinking when you saw that coming out of turn four?
Oh, I just figured, keep on going, boys. I'll get a win here.
Scotia Speed World, coming up next week. It's Innova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150. It's your home racetrack. Can we get back to victory lane in Halifax?
Oh, I think any given week we can get back to victory lane. It's just, man, these cars, like, we made 1/16th of adjustment there when we pitted, and, I mean, it goes to show what 1/16th does on the racetrack. We drove through the field and ended up on the podium. So, I mean, can't thank these guys enough. And Cobbica Mountain Sports, Archibald Drilling and Blasting, Howard Little Excavating, Stones RV, Iron Wind Marine. Oh, geez, who else? Capital Ventilation came on board this weekend for the rest of the year. Prestige Paving, Priority Precision Tool Machine, Tri-County Waste. Everybody that helps me, man, I tell you, it's all paying off.
Now you got some notes for that IWK 250, because I know you want to be the first one to complete the Maritime Triple Crown.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've got some real good notes from the last couple years down here. We just got a monkey on our back that we got to shake, and hopefully this is another step in the right direction.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's Craig Slomwhite, your third-place finisher here in the Ron McGilvery 150.
Unbelievable night here at Riverside. Man, oh man, what a finish. Let me get some results for you, some unofficial results. We're going to do that as soon as we come back from the break. We'll be back. Stay with us here live tonight on Racetime Radio.
Racetime Radio.
Only on Sirius XM 167.
We get you closer.
Racetime Radio is brought to you in part by Holiday Inn Express, New Glasgow, Nova Scotia, the official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast crew for the IWK 250. Summer is in full swing at Scotia Speed World.
Join us live Saturday, June 23rd at 4 p.m. Eastern
for live coverage of the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150.
I think you got to go now.
Give me a gap, open up, you want to bring it home? Yeah!
It's Canada's Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour.
Saturday, June 23rd at 4 p.m. Eastern
for the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150. Worldwide, only on racetimeradio.com.
Good job, bud.
Racetime Radio is fueled by BP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. K&K Insurance, insuring the world's fun. Dawson Dental Centers, get your victory lane smile at dawsondental.ca. And by Bobbleheads Canada. Visit bobbleheadscanada.ca.
Racetime Radio is back.
Once again, Joe Chisholm.
As the party continues here at Riverside International Speedway, unbelievable finish to the night. The zero of Sean Turple celebrates in victory lane. He is back in victory lane at one racetrack that he hasn't won at in a long, long time. He did it here tonight. Closest finish ever, as far as I know. Let's get through some of the results here before we get final remarks from the guys on the team. The winner, Sean Turple, the zero. How about this for a differential? 0.002. That was the margin of victory tonight. Back to the 53 of Cole Butcher finishes this race. A heartbreaking second, but man, I don't know how you can get your heart broke with that. It was like the width of a paper is what the zero won by tonight. Unbelievable. In third spot, the 99 of Craig Slonwhite. Back into fourth, the 97 of John Fleming. Fifth spot, the 91 of Dylan Gosby from PEI. How about another PEI driver in sixth, the number 18 of Darren McKinnon. Seventh spot, How about that? PEI, once again, the number 5 of Jonathan Hicken. For 8th, it was the 08 of Nicholas Noggle. In 9th spot, the 40 of Robbie McEwen. In 10th spot, the 42C, that is Chris Reed. In 11th spot, the number 14 of Terry Dugay. 12th spot goes to the 21 of Sean Pierce. In 13th spot, probably your best finish here at Riverside, the number 32 of Sarah McKay. In 14th spot, it was the number 54 of Jared Butcher. Involved in the big one at the beginning, that crew went to work. Jared finishes 14th here tonight. 15th spot, the number 29 of Greg Proud. In 16th spot, all the way from Newfoundland, the number 48 of Waylon Farrell. In 17th spot, the number 8 of Kent Vincent. 17th goes back. Oh, pardon me. That's Kent Vincent. 18th spot is the 03 of Steve Halpin. The 19th spot, the number 67 of Dylan Blankhorn, led a lot of the race, ended up having difficulty, and went pit side, but he finishes 19th here tonight. 20th spot, the number 89 of Donald Chisholm. In 21st, it was the 42 of Kyle Reed. 22nd spot, the 51 of Braden Langell. 23rd, oh man, all the way from Ontario, the number 3 of Jason Hathaway. Tied up in the big one right off the bat. 24th spot, the 88 of George Koskulik. 25th spot, the 07 of Allison McKinnon. 26th was the 30 of Steve Lively. And the 27th spot was the number 94 of DJ Casey. Guys, I can tell you, the notebooks will be thick. The guys will have learned a lot here tonight in the Ron McGilvery Chev Buick GMC 150. Timmy, I'm going to throw it down to you for your final thoughts. What did you think of this one, bud?
Well, that was an excellent show. And actually, I'm down here with Sean Tucker. He's talking with Darren Butcher. I want to get his thoughts on this one because he's seen a few of these races play out before. Sean, have you ever seen anything wild like this at Riverside?
I've been involved with a few of them myself, actually. So, hate to see cars wrecked, though. I don't like to see that at all. It was it would have been a good race had all the cars out there.
Close finish at the end, though.
Definitely close, yeah. It was I think that's a photo finish, actually.
So you guys might have some work to do on this car behind us?
We've got lots of work to do this week.
We'll see you hopefully at Scotia.
Yeah, for sure.
There you go. There's Sean Tucker. He's been around this racetrack before, Joe, and a slow start. Big wreck at the start of the race, couple of red flags. But some of these cars are coming home in one piece. Some of these cars have a lot of work to do prior to the Nova Truck Center's Make-A-Wish 150. Going to be a big show at Scotia. Some of these drivers are going to have to make a wish, I think, in the shop prior to coming out to Halifax in 1 week time.
Timmy, we'll keep our eye on timscorner.ca and, of course, the Parts for Trucks tour website for Tim's Corner and the preview into the Nova Truck Center's 150. Jerry Paxton, how about some closing thoughts out of you, buddy? I know you were high atop of the 97 trailer.
Well,
watching over these guys.
Speaking of the 97 trailer, I was here with John Fleming. I just, we're going to have a quick word with John. You came in for John. I know you got to be happy with that race car tonight.
Yeah, definitely. We turned the corner with it. This is really our first real race on it since we had it fixed since last year. And, like this, there's so much left in this car, so we're excited to get back to the track here a couple times and get this thing right and get it back up front where it belongs.
Fourth isn't a bad finish tonight, but I think you let's just say there was some mixing it up going out there. You probably could have finished a little stronger.
Yeah, I mean, the 99 there, we got together a little bit there. I think I had the preferred line there on the outside. I don't know if he could have got by me on the bottom. So just a little bit of tires rubbing and stuff got me, and we'll get him next time.
The IWK 250 is the next big one here. You got a real good tune-up for that tonight.
Definitely, yeah. That's what tonight was all about, to basically see where we're at and where we got to go to get this thing, like I said, up front.
Oh, there you go. John's ready for the IWK. And I'll tell you, after watching this race tonight from up on top of that trailer, what a wild show. You couldn't have predicted it was going to be like that, especially after that first lap melee down into turn number one. But, again, what a great show. Close racing. I don't think I've heard of a finish as close as this one was tonight. And I know it's heartbreaking when you come in second when you think you had the first.
Incredible, Jerry Paxton. Another job well done down there in turns number one and two. Same thing for Tim Terry. Another masterful job by the voice of the Parts for Trucks Tour. But that's going to do it for us tonight here at Riverside. Final reminders. You're going to want to tune in next Saturday night as we go live from Scotia Speed World and the Nova Truck Center's 150. If you can make it to that race, trust me when I say you don't want to miss it. Three wide at the next speedway is not a problem. From what we've seen here tonight, it was a night of firsts. We've seen a great big wreck, 17 cars involved, right off the green flag. They didn't even make it to turn one. This happened on the front stretch. That's the first time I've ever seen that happen in 9 years of broadcasting these races. Trouble broke out early in this one. It did get followed up by some more cautions. We did lose a bunch of cars, as mentioned. There's a lot of work to be done. But if there's any tour in North America where guys can put cars back together and be at the next race, it's got to be the Parts for Trucks Tour on Canada's East Coast. These teams are the real deal. The manufacturers from coast to coast, from north and south, are all represented in this tour, and for good reason. Unbelievable racing here tonight at Riverside. The season is officially opened. The next big race here, the IWK 250. Tickets go on sale Tuesday. Don't miss out. Be a part of Canada's ultimate short track race. The IWK 250, it comes up July 12th through the 14th. You don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss next weekend's race at Scotia Speed World or any of the Parts for Trucks tours. The race is unbelievable here in the Maritimes. And just a testament to it tonight. I want to thank all the listeners of SiriusXM Channel 167 Canada Talks for tuning in. Hope you sure enjoyed tonight's opener from Riverside, the Ron McGilvery Chev Buick GMC 150. That's going to do it for us here at the Speedway. Our next broadcast next Saturday. And don't forget to tune in to Racetime Radio each and every Sunday, either live on our live stream at racetimeradio.com or, of course, on SiriusXM Channel 167. But I'm Joe Chisholm. That's going to do it for us here tonight. Thanks, everybody. Sure hope you enjoyed it. And tell your friends and your neighbors to tune in or to be at one of these races. Have a good one. Have a safe ride home. And we'll see you next time right here live on Racetime Radio. Good night from Riverside International Speedway.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. Or leave a message on our 24-hour listener hotline, 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.